And we're back with NPR senior science editor and correspondent Rob Stein, who's taking questions about testing. Okay, let's see what else we have. Okay, there's Katie in Chicago who thinks she's had COVID-19 already, and she says her husband, who is a police detective, will get tested tomorrow. Let's listen to the rest of their question.
Considering the lack of testing available for mild cases, is there any way for citizens who suspect they may have contracted COVID-19 but have subsequently recovered to know for certain? And if they have recovered, then what are the potential risks they pose to those who have not been exposed?
Rob?
Yes. So, you know, that's one of the frustrating things about the lack of testing is there's a lot of people out there who really want to know, you know, that have an answer to, for that very reason. They want to know whether they're, you know, they have to be worried about infecting their family members or that sort of thing. Unfortunately, without testing, there really is no way to know for sure. But the CDC says that people who, you know, had COVID-19 or think they might have had it can stop isolating themselves when they've been fever-free for 72 hours. That's 3 days after the fever ends. And that's, you know, that's without using, you know, fever-reducing medicine like ibuprofen or something like that. And any respiratory symptoms of the disease, you know, coughing, shortness of breath, should have improved by then. And it should be at least 7 days from when the person first started feeling sick. So if they meet all those criteria, they could probably be pretty confident that they're it's safe and they're okay. That said, you know, they shouldn't let down on any of the things that we're all doing right now, you know, wearing a mask in public and staying 6 feet away from other people and that sort of thing.
I think we have time for one more, and this is from Casey, who asks, I've heard that CRISPR is being considered as a therapeutic for COVID-19. Can you please tell us how this might be implemented? And hats off to you, Rob, for explaining that as simply and briefly as you can.
Sure. CRISPR, you know, CRISPR is that exciting new type of gene editing tool that's creating a lot of excitement in the scientific world for coming up with new ways to treat all sorts of diseases. The way that I've heard it being used possibly in this situation is they're developing tests actually based on CRISPR that could be a lot simpler to use and might not be subject to all the supply problems that some of these other tests have had. And there is actually a test that could be approved relatively soon. So that could be, you know, relatively soon on the horizon and to help with the testing shortages that we've been having all over the country.
All right, let me try to squeeze in one more, throwing that at you here. This is from Jim in Charlottesville, Virginia. And can we play that?
Why aren't we administering the tens of millions of tests every day that it seems like we need? This is a huge problem with the bureaucratic rules at the onset, but we were told that commercial labs were doing them. Why aren't they?
Yeah, so, you know, the commercial labs, it took a while for them to all get ramped up because of the initial delays that we had with the original CDC test that was flawed, and that sort of slowed things down at the very beginning. But once the FDA sort of relaxed its regulations, the commercial testing companies jumped in and did ramp up their testing pretty rapidly. And at the moment, they actually are doing the majority of testing that's happening in this country. But, you know, all the testing labs are subject to the same problems, the shortages of the supplies and the staff. And that's slowing all the labs down.
That is NPR senior science editor and correspondent Rob Stein. Rob, thanks so much for answering all those questions. We threw a lot at you today.
Sure, you bet. No problem.